Welcome to This Present Truth. Today is April 11th, 2026, Saturday. Trumpinator, Part 2. Trumpinator must continue. Donald Trump must continue. Podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. Contact information, Rick Rodriguez. I'm your host. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. As I prepare for notes, I forget to introduce myself. Again, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And with part two, I'm going to continue with points that I had made in the first Trumpinator program, part one. Donald Trump being the seventh president, one of the final seven presidents of the United States of America in Revelation chapter 17, verse 9, 10, and 11. Donald Trump is the king or the president of the United States that must continue for a short space, indicating from the time he becomes president of this country, he will have opposition, continual opposition from day one to the end of his time in as president of this country. There will always be conflict. Forces that will try to remove him, belittle him, continual pressure, attack, but he will stand and he will continue to move forward with a program that he has that he has designed to make America great, to help the people of this country, the people of the world, to protect them from the previous six presidents who were globalists. They are not patriotic. They are not in place and position to protect the American people, starting from Jimmy Carter to Barack Obama. They are globalist. They work for ruling families in the world. They are placed. They have help, financial and political, behind the scenes help from the different parties, Republican and Democrat, which are the same coin, different faces on each side. They are in place to protect the corporation, the structure of power and authority and rule by families in the United States of America. Donald Trump is not part of their system, part of their structure of control. This is why he has had to endure so much opposition. And he will continue to, until he is allowed to leave that position. Read Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. Chapter 17, verse 10. Read the whole chapter. The whole chapter is presenting to the present world, the United States of America, a mystery. The United States is a mystery. In the Bible, and it is called Babylon the Great. Might say a closed book, just like there is a closed system. That closed system is the system that is closed, really, in this country, is the individuals who will become president. I'll give you an example. Whales in the ocean. They are a mystery. Until recently, scientists don't know how deep they go. They found out that they sleep basically standing on their tail vertically. They don't know how they travel. They are basically a mystery. But now, again, because of modern science and research, they know more about the whales than they do about the United States of America. The presidency, the seat of presidents in this country is really a closed system. Without permission, generally, there you don't ever become president. The lie that anybody in this country can become president if you work hard enough is a myth. It's a lie. It's a deception. Donald Trump, in the final seven administrations, excluding Joe Biden was not elected. He was not president. He was put in a position, in turn, you might say temporarily, to keep the system, the corporation, moving while Donald Trump was between elections. And the plan was eventually, they knew Joe Biden was mentally not capable of continuing a second 4-year term to get a full the full 8 years. So Kamala was the pick because she could be controlled. She doesn't know what she's doing. She is definitely controllable. And then through Kamala, should she have been president, put in that position, everything that those who rule this country, she would pass the bills, legislation, everything necessary to further their grip on this country and to begin the world occupation, the world control of the New World Order. Hillary Clinton, 2016, if she would have become president, she would have run the whole show. She wouldn't have anybody behind her dictating anything, planning anything, arranging anything, calling the shots. Would have been a one-woman show. Not the same with Kamala Harris. But, again, Revelation chapter 17, the riddle of the seven final presidents of the United States of America. There is no such thing as a Joe Biden. No such thing as a female president. America would never have a female president running the country. You have presently other women who have their eyes set on 2028, like Erica Kirk, and I just read today Kamala's thinking about another run. Nancy the Nipper is out. And Hillary is out. But Donald Trump, he is unique. Of the seven final presidents, he is the one president who is the outsider who was never allowed to travel with the whales. And with the whales in the ocean, They're mysterious. Sharks don't travel with them. The dolphins don't migrate with them. They are a unique creature. Donald Trump was never allowed. It was not a plan to ever allow him to sit in that structure of power in this country. They were mesmerized. The Clintons, the Bushes, the Democrats, the Republicans, everyone was basically stymied when he won election 2016. The only way he could have been placed in this country as president can only be understood by reading Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. All seven kings are in that one verse. Five kings that are fallen, one king that is, meaning Barry Satoru, is meaning he will always, always be involved. Five are fallen, they've been eliminated, one is continuing, maybe not on the surface, but behind the scenes. And then Donald Trump. Five are fallen, one is yet to come. The one who is yet to come, Donald Trump, and he must continue a short space. And when he is finished, verse 10 has concluded. All seven, excluding Joe Biden, are in that verse. Verse 11, Revelation 17, 11. One of the seven who was in that group of presidents will once again return to power. I'll let you decide who of the previous six could be capable of returning to office again. Donald Trump, again, was never allowed into their system, but he was placed by God to give this country and the nations of the world a reprieve from the globalist plan of a satanic nation, meaning the United States, and a satanic world. Now that's a deep one. At its end, this nation, Babylon the Great, at its end, becomes a nation just like Germany in World War II. Germany was a nation that had been completely ruled by the darkest kind of evil in modern times. A satanic plan within Germany, all of Hitler and his SS, all the top generals were all involved in witchcraft. And basically at the top of the whole hierarchy, almost down to the soldiers themselves, most of the commanders were Aryan, had bought into an Aryan belief system, which is a religion. And Germany, we now know from history what occurred. The United States will be also a nation that, just like Germany, we will become a nation that is totally submerged in witchcraft. You don't have to believe me. Agree with me. You may take different views, hold your position to the end, but we're already in transition. This country, America, is in a transition. What has interfered with a transition happening quicker or sooner or faster at a speed that would cause your mind to go numb, what has interfered with that objective is the seventh king, the seventh president. A noble president, an honorable president, what are some other ways I could present him? Noble, honorable, a man with dignity. And we look at his past. Well, it would be wise for each one to review your past. Review your past. Many have a terrible past, but something changed in your lifetime, and you're a different person. That is Donald Trump. There are many listening, possibly, like many of the people that have in the first group of kings, that when they were young, like the Bushes, there was or the Clintons, there was different forms of bad traits, bad upbringing, and there's no change. Nothing has changed. What they were at the beginning, they are now in their old age. Donald Trump, we know his history because he has been so much in the public, and he has changed. Now, as president, he has to play the game no different. When you're playing football, when you're on the field, the rules apply to both sides. The rules apply to the quarterbacks. You have to stay in bounds. You have to throw the pass forward. You can run when you can. It's a brutal game. And Donald Trump is having to play that game politically, which he wasn't raised to do. He's a businessman, but he's learning. So with this individual, on the previous program, I began to discuss the United States back in about 1880, because there was a shift that took place in this country, which brought us from that time to 2016. And it was in 2016 where a president, knowing history, knowing maybe the way I'm presenting it, I don't know if that would be the same view as President Trump. But I have to say that he is wise enough to know which family rules the United States of America. China, Xi Jinping. He knows who rules the United States of America. Vladimir Putin was on Tucker Carlson. Vladimir Putin, he knows how the power structure in this country, who holds the power. He knows who holds the power internationally out of the city of London. A group that no one ever talks about. I hear reference here and there. A group by the secret society known as Pilgrim Society, City of London, Sister Chapter, New York City. Xi Jinping is well aware of pilgrims. Chairman Mao was aware of pilgrims. It was pilgrims who helped Mao to be placed in power, with the United States being the nation that gave him that power. Putin knows who basically has overthrown or has attempted to overthrow Russia going back to the Bolshevik Revolution. It's the same society. I've discussed this for years on my programs. And again, there are podcasters, media, that are beginning to speak more openly about this group out of New York and out of Europe. Trump, Ping, Putin, they all know. Now, I'm jumping back to the 1880s. Like I stated in the previous program, part one, the Rothschild family in Europe were watching what was occurring going to the 1500s in the United States of America. And they were watching a group of people that were jumping the ocean, becoming a little too independent. The only way to control these settlers was to use the same techniques that was used in Europe to control France and Germany and Vienna and Switzerland and England. Banking. The banking is the tool. The families are the ones who direct militaries, influenced through economy, through finance, through education, simply. The Rothschilds knew that this new group of settlers in the United States of America were ambitious. They were very well educated. They came from different parts of Europe. German, Italian, more so German, English, French, and then later the Italians and others would become more of a part of the society. Control was the objective. But you couldn't have Rothschild children jumping the ocean. They would have been unacceptable. The name Rothschild was not a, other than people that wanted to work for them to make money, the Rothschilds were basically kept at a distance because everyone was aware of the ruthlessness of the Rothschild family, all of the brothers. These brothers were ruthless. They didn't want to control, they wanted to control everything, shipping, any travel, whatever would go to the market. So they, like I had stated yesterday, they were looking for a family, someone in the United States that they could basically become partners with to carry out a strategy to, you might say, infuse their hold in the United States of America. They were looking for powerful people, and they found two individuals. One, his name was William Andrews Clark, a senator from Montana, had the copper mine, I think it was in Butte, Montana. Very influential. Clark was very wealthy. Now, Clark was a unique individual because his real name, he was born Jesse James. So William Andrews Clark, Clark County, Nevada. Clark built, Jesse James built Las Vegas, Nevada. Jesse James named the streets in downtown Old Town Las Vegas. He owned the sheriff, the judge, the jury, the prostitutes, the gambling. He had enough money to build, through his own wealth, the railroad from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, and then from Vegas, the route to Salt Lake City. This was Jesse James. Las Vegas was his pasture. Then he goes to Montana, and he takes the alias William Andrews Clark. Was an individual who was a businessman in the East Coast, I think Pennsylvania. Clark is coming out west. Jesse James knows, finds out who this guy is. He's murdered. Jesse James takes his name. Eventually, he's a senator, owns the copper mine, Butte, Montana, becomes a senator in a nefarious way in Montana. He sells the guns to the... His rifles go to the Indians at the Battle of Little Bighorn. And this is where General Custer is killed. Custer was going to become... He was going to run for president. He was most likely going to win the presidency. Now, Jesse James, eventually I find the evidence that he does know Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller. So here I'll say that the Rothschilds were looking at two individuals, John D. Rockefeller and William Andrews Clark. I didn't read this. This is my own research. I'm looking at this from a biblical point of view. People in the occult, like the Rothschilds, when they plan to do business anywhere, they will only, their partners have to be basically the same religion. If they're in secret societies, Freemasonry, Jesuits, Skull and Bones, the Rosicrucians, Knights of Malta, they always look for their fellow, you might say, brothers in the occult. So, looking from the East to America, the two people that stand out in the United States to the Rockefeller family, to the Rothschild family, are the Rockefellers and William Andrews Clark. I had to ask myself the question, did John D. Rockefeller, did he know that William Andrews Clark was Jesse James? I think 60%, I'm convinced, maybe 60%, 60-40, that Rockefellers were also Freemasons. They had a background, supposedly, in Christianity. John D. Rockefeller's wife was supposedly real religious, so there could have been that connection. She raised Junior Rockefeller to be very frugal, to always give 10% to the church. That's where the dad wasn't necessarily that moral. But I suspect that eventually John D. Rockefeller realized through their friendship as fellow members in secret societies that Jesse James or William Andrews Clark was Jesse James. Later, I find an article that William Andrews Clark was doing business with John D. Rockefeller in Ohio in their oil fields. But eventually, Jesse James, their partnership didn't really take. It's very hard for people that are gifted to own businesses to actually partner up because it takes away their abilities to flourish on their own. So if a person has great business savvy, two people together, generally they won't join. They stay separate. They go their separate ways. And Jesse James, he liked to do mining. He liked copper. He also did that in Arizona. He had another copper mine down there. I think it's around Globe. I can't remember. Globe, Arizona. This is important because people don't really understand what America is. People don't realize that America is in the Bible, that America, according to the scriptures, Isaiah, Revelation, other books in the Old Testament, is going to be a great empire, a mysterious empire, prior to Christ's second coming. It won't be like an empire 100 years old. No, it'll be a young empire. The book of Daniel, it'll be a young empire, 250 to maybe 300 years old. But it will become different than all the other empires in the past. Different than England, France, Spain, Germany, Portugal, Egypt, Babylon, different from Israel. It will be unique, greatly great power. It will, like I stated yesterday, it will be unique because of location. We're not sitting in the heart of Europe. We're sitting in vast, vast open space between the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Gulf of America, the Great Lakes to the north, and the people will be different too. The people will not be necessarily Catholic like the Italians, Lutheran like the Germans, Anglican like the English, like the other religious systems from the past, the denominations, but it will be completely different in the sense that it will be eventually a nation that is basically evangelical. And this is important to understand. I have discussed this on radio programs. I'm presenting this on a this way to this audience here on This Present Truth. Again, these programs are archived on thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com. When you open up the site, you have two options. The Present Truth programs, or the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs. They're different. Olive Tree Ministry programs are more like teaching their theology, doctrine, eschatology, which is end time prophecies, and I teach on the importance of understanding Satanism, the occult, witchcraft, sorcery, because the people of this country, it is around you, it's engulfed you like a warm, humid day. You're being affected by it through media, through radio, through podcasts now, through internet, through just basically what the country is in the education system. So I don't want to lose my train of thought. So the United States is different. But if you don't know the truth about this country having its beginning in witchcraft, I guess I should explain myself. Isaiah 47 makes it clear, more clear than I can make it. And this is talking about the United States of America. Verse 40, chapter 47 of Isaiah, verse 1. Go down, sit in the dust, virgin daughter of Babylon, sit on the ground without a throne, daughter Chaldea. Chaldea in ancient Babylon was the part of the nation that was steeped in witchcraft. It was where the Nebuchadnezzar, it was where the people that ruled the country, ran the country, the musicians, I'm sorry, the magicians, the sorcerers, everyone involved in the occult, the astrologers. This is where they were in Chaldea. In this country, we have such a place. It's called Washington, D.C. It's called L.A., Hollywood, New Orleans, Las Vegas, Nevada, New York City. These are the areas of the Chaldeans who were those who used witchcraft to make the cities great, and then in Washington, D.C., to keep hold, to retain power and control of a nation, a city on seven hills that has been laid out, a city that was stamped and has a Masonic stamp on it. Looking from a view from above, it looks just like the architecture of the Masons. Go down, sit in the ground, sit in the dust, virgin daughter of Babylon, sit on the ground without a throne, daughter Chaldea. There will be no longer a call. They will no longer call you tender and pampered. Take the millstones and grind flour. Remove your veil, strip off your robe. Expose your thighs, wade through the rivers. Your nakedness will be exposed. Your disgrace will be seen. This is what's going to happen to the United States. It's already happening. There's another hidden meaning to what I'm presenting. It's about an individual, a very powerful individual, female, in this country. And this powerful individual wants to sit on the throne, but she'll be forced to sit on the ground without a throne, involved in witchcraft. And then it says that the individual will have to remove the veil, everything that hides, keeps the focus off of what this individual is. The veil will be removed. It says strip off your robe. In other words, everything, all the activities, all of the deeds will be revealed, will be exposed. Your nakedness will be exposed. Your shame is going to be made to view by everyone. Your disgrace will be seen. And there will be no way to hide from being paraded through society, through the media. Verse 3b, I will take vengeance, no one will intervene. So the individual, nobody can help this individual, a female witch. And no one can help the country. No one will be able to help the nation. Our Redeemer has spoken. The Lord of Heavenly Forces is His name, the Holy One of Israel. I'm telling you, from the very beginning, there was witchcraft in this country. Now I'm going to jump down. Verse 11, evil is going to come against you, something you won't anticipate. A curse will fall upon you, something you won't be able to dispel. Destruction will come upon you suddenly, something you won't foresee. Now, it's important for me to present this to you. The corporations, going back to early 1800s, as industry began to flourish in this country, these individuals had vision 20, 40, 100 years into the future. 120 years. They saw what was going to happen to this country. Even Jesse James, when he was senator, made a proclamation. This country, what was changing in this country was just the beginning. And Jesse James basically stated, I'm paraphrasing, this country is going to be great. He had been offered, I believe, you could not convince me, he had been offered the country to work with the family in Europe. And he knew, Jesse James knew, this country had some type of magnificent future. Now, he was a Freemason. He was in Freemasonry. The Rothschilds, the same. Same with the Rockefellers. Skull and Bones, Pilgrim Society, other Illuminati groups. So they knew what was going to happen in the future. And in verse 11, God is saying that there will come a time when evil will come against you, something you won't anticipate. A curse will fall upon you, something you won't be able to dispel. Destruction will come upon you suddenly, something you won't foresee. What is it? It's witchcraft. It's Satanism. It's sorcery, all the way at the top to the seat of the president of this country and the Congress and the House of Representatives and the Senate and the military, the Pentagon, corporations. This is coming. I'm telling you, it is coming. It is here, but it's just not open yet. Now, verse 12. I don't know why I decided to do. I normally would do this on my Sunday programs, but I'll do it here. Continue with your enchantments, with your many spells, which you have practiced since childhood. America was initially baptized in enchantments and spells and witchcraft. And the Christian people don't know what America is, what America will become It is not a safe haven. It is not a safe harbor. I have stated, I'll state it now just to throw this in, the Jewish people run as fast as you can, get out of this country. You see what's happening with this latent hatred, this latent anti-Semitic spirit by well-known podcasters. Tucker Carlson, like I stated yesterday, his dad was a news person also. And I know that as news people, who took over media? Who has ruled media in the world since 1909? British pilgrims. They took over media. There was a conference, and in that conference, they made the decision to take over every form of media, from paper to what goes out on the air. Eventually, it would include television. It now it includes internet. It includes satellite. And Tucker Carlson's father was part of the mainstream media, which has been ruled, yes, in this country, by three-letter agencies that are given direction by these two sister secret societies, New York City and in City of London, called Pilgrim Society. And all of the branches that come off of that great tree. So right here, this is confirmation, Revelation 17. You have practiced since your childhood. Then there's a thought. Maybe you will be able to succeed. Maybe you will inspire terror. You are weary from all your consultations. The occult world is going to begin to cavitate, is going to begin to wobble, is going to begin to oscillate. The witchcraft, God is coming to, you might say, inject it with a spiritual, I'll put it this way, break that spiritual power with the spirit of the living God and begin to destroy it and to destroy the power behind it. You're weary from all your consultations. Let the astrologer stand up and save you. Let these people save America. Those who gaze at the stars and predict what will happen to you at each new moon, they will be like stubble, and a fire will burn them. They won't save themselves from the powerful flames. There is no warming ember or fire to sit beside. Those with whom you have wearied yourself are like this. Those with whom you were in business from your youth, each has wandered off on their own way. None will save you. Verse 15, Isaiah 47. Business. In each successful business, generally there is witchcraft. I'll give you one successful business. The Hollywood, the film industry, and music. How many times have many heard that these musicians, if they don't pledge loyalty to the devil, they never have success? If they do, they have temporary success, then total ruin. In Hollywood, the actors and actresses, if you don't sell your body, sell your soul, can't eat human flesh, drink human blood, do rituals to the devil, abort your children, every form of evil, you're not going to be successful for the most part. So now I'm going to jump back to where I was. Donald Trump is not in this group, but they are going to up every form of lie and evil that the media can get away with until they're exposed, because they must bring Trump down. They must demonize him. They must trample his good name and everything that he has done. People forget. All they see, the American people are under a spirit, a spell. All they can do, their remembrance is a week old. They remember the evil. They don't remember the good. They remember they are emotionally involved. They want what they want. They expect the president to be available like genie in the bottle for their wishes, and that's not the case. God has his own eternal purpose. Donald Trump is part of that eternal purpose. That purpose is to protect the American people on the ship, to keep the ship afloat as long as possible till the people wake up and they can get on into a raft. The only raft I know of where people will be safe is God himself, with God Jesus. Jesus is God. This wake up, people. Christian people, wake up. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And in the book of Hebrews, says that all things were created for him. And he created all things, meaning the Son. Unto, in Isaiah 9:6, unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. This is out of the Common English Bible. It says this, Isaiah 9:6, unto us a child is born. Who is that child in the manger? Jesus Christ. Unto us a son is given. Who is the son? This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And authority will be on his shoulders. Who is going to be given the kingdom to come in the millennial kingdom? This son, this child. He will be named Wonderful Counselor. What did John say? Christ would be our counselor. Mighty God. This child is the mighty God. This Son is the mighty God, Eternal Father. Wait a minute. How can the Son be the Eternal Father? Because he is. This is where the Jewish people have a curveball they can never hit. It's called the plurality of the Godhead. The Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace. There will be vast authority and endless peace for him, for David's throne, and for his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness now and forever. This is coming. Jesus, the Lord, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the only harbor, the only safe cove for the ships. We each are like a ship. Sometimes we're out in deep water. We're tossed about left and right. We're almost swamped. We're almost drowned. Things that hit us in life. The winds blow. We can't stand. If God doesn't calm the sea and stop the wind, there's no hope for us. unless we can get into safe harbor or into a cove. He is the one for time and eternity that can help us. He's the only one. The purpose is to let you know what is coming of this podcast, what's coming, and who is going to bring about this great evil, and what you can do about it. Donald Trump is going to be allowed to step down from his position as president, as the seventh king, the seventh president, in Revelation 17:10. His time to continue is coming to an end. And one of the previous six is going to replace him. And this one is going to take this country in a new direction, away from God, away from eternal bliss with God, to fire. And the people of this country, because they don't know what this country is, the birth and its lifespan and the end of its day, its time, if you can see, and this is what I'm attempting to do, America was turned over to a family in the 1880s, roughly, eventually by 1910, a family owned this country, like the Rothschilds owned the main countries in Europe through their banking. Eventually, an identical situation would happen in this country. Nations in the Bible become property of families. Egypt was the property of the pharaohs, a lineage, a family. The millennial kingdom will be ruled by a family of 12 children. And they will bring peace, and there will be righteousness, and they will bring great honor and glory to their God. And they will have, at that point, had their eyes open. They will have had their eyes open to who their Messiah was that they crucified 2,000 years ago in ignorance, because there was a plan for the Gentile people to become part of the family. God has an eternal plan, and we're part of that eternal plan, and America's part of that eternal plan. So I'm going to have to go with a part three. It's too intricate, too detailed, too many fibers, too many layers in the onion, too many fibers on the peach to enjoy the reality of the time that we're in, the nation that we're in, the plan for the nation. I'll continue in the next program. Podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com. Contact me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Coming to you from this high mountain, Colorado, in the heart of the United States of America. So, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And I'll be back with part three. So until then, God bless you and God keep you.